It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're outside at 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have partly cloudy skies, 59 degrees. KSL's top story. KSL Sports, and the wait is over. Tonight, the Utah Jazz season begins. It's their first home game against Oklahoma City. Coach Quinn Snyder says the guys are ready.
You know, at this point, guys are ready to play. It feels like a longer preseason because I think the last two preseasons we had were pretty short. So, having this stretch after our last preseason game before the regular season, I think, we talked previously about just how you manage it, where you try to balance execution and continuity and things with health and rest. And I think we've done that and we're ready to go.
They had the NBA's best regular season record last year and hope to make a run into the playoffs this year. You can listen to the game live. Play-by-play will be heard right here on KSL News Radio starting at 7 o'clock. KSL's other top story this afternoon.
On the Hill 2021.
More than 100 people rallied at the state capitol this afternoon demanding that Utah audit the 2020 election, like what they did in Maricopa County, Arizona. The protesters claim our state's election system could be compromised. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage.
Representative Steve Christiansen believes there was voter fraud in the 2020 election, but he acknowledges there's no proof of that. But he says audits in other states have brought up concerns over ballot integrity, and he says an audit here could also find points of vulnerability.
All of our clerks here in the state of Utah will tell you our machines are not connected to the internet. We need to demonstrate that.
Representative Phil Lyman says alleged irregularities found by an audit in Arizona show there are potential weak spots where election systems can be attacked from outside. He believes audits should be done every year, but by independent agencies.
If I'm auditing myself, then I'm in an echo chamber.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
But state election leaders insist there was no widespread fraud. Our team coverage continues.
State Elections Deputy Director Shelley Jackson says cases of fraud have happened in Utah, but it's not widespread.
They're alleging all this fraud, but we've never had that evidence brought to us.
Weaver County Clerk Ricky Hatch says elections aren't perfect, but
elections in Utah are secure, accurate, and trustworthy.
As for the meeting at the Interim Judiciary Committee, where lawmakers are discussing election integrity, Democratic Senator Derek Kitchen calls it a colossal waste of time.
To even suggest that our elections are insecure perpetuates the big lie, and it has the potential to undermine our democracy.
Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
The FDA this afternoon approved the mixing and matching of COVID booster shots. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the FDA has authorized booster doses of both COVID-19 vaccines made by Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. At the same time, it said the vaccines could be used as a booster in a mix-and-match approach. Dr. Peter Mark says he expects most people to use the same vaccine maker for a booster, but he says some may need to mix and match.
There may be an issue with availability, or there may be medical considerations.
The FDA granting the emergency use for fully vaccinated people who are at least 65 or at high risk of severe COVID-19. The White House COVID response team has set in motion a plan to deliver COVID vaccines to children ages 5 to 11. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says they are just waiting in the wings for the approval.
The moment that the science tells us, that the scientists can give us word that it's time to go with kids 5 to 11, we're going to do it.
The FDA's approval is expected in a matter of weeks. 53 firefighters in Tucson, Arizona could lose their jobs due to the city's new employee policy mandating they get vaccinated or get fired.
It's alarming to us in so many different ways. But when you put members' livelihoods after everything they have done for our community, we're absolutely not okay with that.
Firefighters Association President Josh Campbell says they already face critical staffing levels. Tucson employees have until December 1st to get vaccinated. Meantime, there will not be a sick out or a walkout by New York firefighters over vaccine mandates.
We'll show up. The city will send us home. We're going to show up. We always show up.
President of the Uniform Firefighters Association of Greater New York, Andrew Ansbrough, says if firefighters aren't on the job, it's because the mayor sent them home. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake County DA's office won't be offering plea bargains to people accused of gun crimes. The DA, Sim Gill, says there won't be any easy rides through the justice system anymore.
Any violent crime where a gun is used will not be plea bargained as to that gun charge, will not be reduced as to that charge, and will come with a recommendation for prison or jail where appropriate.
Gill says roughly two-thirds of murders in the county over the last 2 years have involved a gun. Salt Lake City police have booked close to 500 illegal guns into custody this year alone. And while the DA was talking about gun violence, there were shots fired at Liberty Park. Salt Lake City Police Sergeant Mark Wyan says there are two suspects in custody and police collected a gun.
There is no impact to the community, we believe, at this time. This is a scary event, but as you can see, there are still community members here participating with what the park has to offer.
Wyan adds they're still looking for witnesses from the incident. KSL News Time 5:36, drama in the traffic center. Ricky, what's going on?
We've got a lot of emergency traffic. Just for northbound I-15, heavy delays from 7200 South to 33rd South with a crash still blocking a right lane at 33rd. Then more emergency traffic northbound I-15 in Davis County due to an earlier vehicle fire in Centerville. It had been blocking a right lane. Looks like they're close to getting that mopped up and opening up that lane now, but delays are solid back to Bountiful. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.